Righto, from JMO Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Dairy auction, another dairy auction. Looked okay, bit flat, but okay.
Yeah, is no news good news
in
this case? I think it is. So the global dairy trade auction overnight, and precisely no movement at all in the global dairy price index at 0.0%. The thing is, Mike, you've now had three auctions in a row of relatively stable prices. So middle of February, minus 0.6, early March, minus 0.5, and last night, 0.0. But I think the key point there is exactly that stability. Overnight, it really boiled down to a little offset between skim milk powder, which fell 0.4%, and whole milk powder, which was up 0.2%. The smaller commodity players, mozzarella looking quite strong, up 5.1%, butter up 1.1%. I think market players or people in the industry here will happily just move on. Yep. This won't impact, I wouldn't have thought, on the farm gate milk price. And we've talked regularly about the agri sector leading us into economic recovery, and from the out of this numbers, there's no reason to change that story.
No, good stuff. BYD, Chinese EV maker. This charger at 5 minutes for 400 Ks.
Seems fantastical,
yeah,
doesn't
exactly.
It? It does seem. So we're talking electric cars. Now, I'm sort of looking at this also through the lens of Tesla, because it's been under a lot of pressure. The fundamentals on the business, they're a little challenged at the moment. In terms of sales, you've got this consumer backlash against the company, or probably more pointedly, Elon Musk. They've got sales challenges, particularly in Europe and in China. And of course, it trades on a very, very extended valuation. And when you're trading on an extended valuation, sentiment becomes very important, because that's the really only thing holding it up. But the really important factor, Mike, is also competition, because the competitive environment is really heating up. And yesterday, clear example of this. So Build Your Dreams, BYD, announced this key development yesterday. As you say, Chinese listed multinational company that makes electric cars. They have now trumped Tesla with a new system for electric cars that they say will allow them to charge a car in about the same time as it takes you to fill your petrol car. So this is the Super E platform. They say 400 kilometers range in a 5 minute charge, which just seems amazing, doesn't it? But you do need cars that support this technology. They're going on sale next month, so you can't rock up in your Prius or your Nissan Leaf and do this. Tesla's China shipments fell 49% in February from a year earlier. So that's the lowest they've been since July 2020. So I don't think this is going to help that. Let's have a quick look at the share prices year to date. Tesla down 43%. BYD up 51%. There's your contrast. Yep. The only thing I would say, Mike, are we just doing the same thing again? Because BYD, it's now got a market cap of $162 billion. That's more than the combined value of Ford, GM, and VW combined. So are we just repeating the same exercise with a different company? We'll have to wait and see.
All right. Bring us on to the land. The rural confidence, that's got to be up, doesn't it?
This is back to the farmers. So we've seen the good prices for dairy generally, and the key issue here they're going to get two seasons at those high prices. So you get this wonderful boost of confidence. Rabobank Producer Rural Confidence Index, the third consecutive quarterly lift in rural confidence. Ain't no stopping them now, Mike. And as I said, agri sector leading us into economic recovery, which is a wonderful thing. This confidence is lifted on the back of improved sentiment, though. Here's the key point: among sheep and beef farmers. So they're feeling the love as well. So of the positive farms out there, this optimism being driven, of course, by higher commodity prices and also falling interest rates. Look, farmers' expectations for their own businesses, they were back slightly from last quarter, but remain pretty strong. So the index plus 44 from plus 34, second highest reading in the last decade. Good. 52% of farmers are now expecting the performance of the broader agri-economy to improve in the year ahead. The only point of interest I saw in the survey, Mike, is that dairy farmers are getting a little worried. They're just getting a little worried about, this is about their own performance, and it seems that dry weather, tariffs, government policy are there tempering confidence. But the good times just keep rolling on out there, Mike.
I like it. Give me some numbers.
So we're sitting around waiting to listen to Jensen Huang talk, who's the boss of NVIDIA, and that could be pivotal for the short-term confidence in the Mag 7. But at the moment, the Dow Jones is down 379 points. That's 0.9%, 41,463. The S&P 500 down just over 1%, 5,615. The Nasdaq under more pressure. It's down just under 300 points, 1.67%, 17,509 the mark there. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 0.29%, 8,705. The Nikkei was up over 1%, 37,845. Shanghai Composite gained 4,3429. The Aussies yesterday gained 6 points, quiet day there, 7,860. Unfortunately, we lost 0.75% on the NZX 50, down 89 points, 12,076. Kiwi dollar continues to be strong, above 58 cents against the US dollar, 0.5813, 0.9144 Aussie, 0.5315 euro, 0.4473 against the pound, 86.82 Japanese yen. Gold, $3,036. All that glitters is definitely gold at the moment. And Brent crude, $70.49.
Go well. We'll see you tomorrow. jmiwealth.co.nz.